The Institute of Economic Affairs has inaugurated the 2012 Political Parties Code of Conduct Enforcement Bodies for the Ashanti and Bonafu regions. The inauguration of the two regional bodies is part of the IEA's commitment to ensure an overall peaceful and successful conduct of the 2012 election. We bring you the details.
The Code of Conduct for Political Parties 2012 sets out guidelines by which political parties and their supporters agree to be bound by a set of rules in the course of their campaigning and electioneering. It covers a broad range of matters, including abuse of incumbency, defacing of posters, biased media reporting, and campaign violence. While the code has been in existence since 2000, the absence of an enforcement mechanism to ensure adherence to the code has resulted in non-compliance of the code of conduct. In this regard, the previous code have sometimes been described as toothless bulldogs. The establishment of the enforcement bodies at the national and regional levels is therefore meant to give teeth to the 2012 code of conduct. The regional enforcement bodies are made up of political parties, executives, representatives of the Electoral Commission and the National Commission for Civic Education, the Ghana Police Services and National Catholic Secretariat. The regional enforcement body is mandated to educate the electorate and supporters of the political parties on the provisions of the Code of Conduct. The committee is expected to travel around the region to monitor the campaigns, rallies and other activities of the political parties. They are also to investigate allegations at the regional level, prepare reports, and submit them to the national enforcement body. However, after the investigations have been conducted, the regional body can recommend sanctions and submit the same to the national body. All reports will be signed by all members. Reports will be submitted at least once a month before the end of each month. The Ashanti and Bonafu regional enforcement bodies were inaugurated by the visiting senior fellow of the Institute of Economic Affairs, Brigadier General Francis Ajimfra.
A news desk report.